This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando. We're with Ed Bolin. He is the CEO of the National Business Aviation Association. Ed, exciting night tonight with Cirrus, and looks like an exciting show coming up.
Well, we're always excited when major aviation events happen during the NBAA convention. And for Cirrus to get their type certificate on the Vision Jet, it's really a remarkable story. It's a remarkable accomplishment. And having it happen here at NBAA is just, it's a wonderful thing. We're really pumped.
The industry as a whole is suffering a little bit right now. How does the show look, and how is the industry adapting to the conditions?
Well, the show's coming together really, really well. We've got a huge number of exhibitors. The static display is sold out. We've got the largest ever indoor static display, 9 airplanes, 6 helicopters, and some really remarkable speakers. David McCullough, the author of The Wright Brothers, James and Carville, Mary Matlin, talking about politics. So the show is the show's coming together great. We expect really strong attendance. In terms of the industry, you know, it's a mixed bag out there. There are some things like flight hours that are up. There are things like the value of pre-owned aircraft that are going down. I think the important thing that we just come from a Honeywell forecast is that the need for business aviation, the need to use the airplanes to do more in less time, to be more efficient and more productive, is as important today as it's ever been. In fact, I think it's becoming more important. And the value of face-to-face communication is underscoring that.
What about the trend towards ride sharing and sort of like the Uber of business jets? How is that affecting the industry, and where do you see that going?
Well, I think we've seen a number of changes that have been taking place in the industry over the last 20 or 25 years. We've seen the advent of fractional ownership. We've seen jet cards. We've seen subscription memberships. And so things that we're seeing now with companies like Wheels Up, Surf Air, you know, all of these things are evolutions, and they combine the spectrum of airplanes that are available with different utilization strategies. And I think we'll continue to see innovation and evolution in that space.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.